Culpeper delegate Nick Freitas has tried a largely more standard conservative message.
I have a record of fighting for individual liberty, both as a Green Beret and as a member of the Virginia House of Delegates.
But fellow frontrunner Prince William County Board Chairman Corey Stewart often sees himself as a Virginia version of President Trump, promising to be the president's top supporter.
The biggest thing is this. I've been able to win in Northern Virginia not once, not twice, but five times. Four times countywide in the second largest locality in the state, in a blue area. So if people are looking for a fighter and a winner, then I'm their guy.
Well, Corey Stewart has voted to raise taxes several times in Prince William County. He's also engaged in what I would consider to be cronyism. I don't consider any of those things very conservative-oriented.
Stewart disputes that, but raw bills have risen, and Freitas has kept up the attacks, and Stewart's solidly bombastic.
His whole statement that he's going to run a vicious and ruthless campaign, I certainly can't think of anyone in American political history that I truly admire that I would describe as being vicious or ruthless.
Look, I mean, this is politics. This is rough and tumble. You've got to be able to roll with the punches. You've got to have a thick skin, and he should know that, but that's the way it is.
I understand the whole divide and conquer strategy, but I think Corey is engaged in more of a divide and lose strategy.
Bishop E.W. Jackson's hoping for an upset.
They're both good people. I don't believe either one of them has any chance whatsoever at beating Tim Kaine, because neither one of them has any chance of winning a sufficient number of black votes to even make it competitive.
Stewart narrowly lost a statewide primary for governor last year. Jackson lost a statewide general election for lieutenant governor in 2013 by a wider margin.
I am the only candidate who grew up in the inner city. My wife grew up in the projects. We understand growing up in poverty and difficult circumstances. In my view, the Commonwealth of Virginia is at a crossroads. If we don't give people with traditional values a sense of hope and inspiration and encouragement, I think they will begin to sit out the elections and just allow Virginia to go the way of California or Massachusetts and become a deep blue state. I believe we are certainly purplish on the surface, but I think we are deep red underneath, and it just takes a candidate to excite our voters.
Max Smith, WTOP News.